Good morning. This is your daily inspiration. Welcome this morning. And we this morning would like to talk a little bit about faith. Faith is a word that many people use for different reasons. For some, it's just a wishful thinking hope. For others, it's a sure anchor. And as we have this example in the scriptures of faith, quite a few stories that God walked with man, and man walked with God, and they obey the word of truth. And as we have examples like the mustard seed being like faith, something that starts, takes root, it takes in the nutrients of the earth, it takes in its surroundings, and it reaches for the heavens, and it grows. And I would like to cause us to not just be thinking that just a little faith is all I need. I believe that's shortchanging the idea. Our desire for faith is for it to grow. Even the disciples had this question, and they said, "Lord, increase our faith." And their answer was, "Do what you know how to do. Do what you know, and you will be increased in faith. Just do what you are supposed to do. Obey is another word to say." And as we have in our lives times of faith that are strong and times of faith that are wavering, let's reach forth to the Word of God, to the Word of truth, to the Spirit of God, and just do what we know how to do. Sometimes we are called to be practical, and sometimes we are called to ask for the miracle. We have a handful of those 10 lepers who were asking for help. They were outcasts of society, and they cried out for help. "Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David." And Jesus told them, "Go and show yourself to the priest, and he shall be healed." And they headed that way. They listened to him. And as they went, they looked down and saw that the leprosy was gone. So they moved to action. And they were healed. One of them turned around and came back and thanked his Lord. I believe the other 9 were thankful. They were thankful for being healed. I'm sure they leapt for joy. "We are healed. Yes." But they were not thankful in the same way that the other one was thankful. The one leper was humbled. And he turned around and bowed down before his Lord. He said, "Thank you, God, my Lord." And in Corinthians 2, First Corinthians chapter 2, Apostle Paul was writing to the Corinthians, and he was talking about the wisdom of God. And he's declaring unto the Corinthians the wisdom of God, not what man desires or thinks, In chapter 5, or verse 5 of chapter 2, it says, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom of God ordained, which God ordained before the word, before the world, unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, eye hath not seen, nor hath ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man what is the things that which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yeah, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of him. Which things we also speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? Yes, we have the mind of Christ. This morning, in your day, you're asked by the Lord to walk in faith in the wisdom of God, not of man, in the joy of the Holy Ghost, not in doubt and unbelief. The Lord our God is waiting to increase our faith, to cause us to reach out without doubt and wavering, with love towards our God, appreciation for what he hath done, passion for his ways, for they are past finding out. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come, glory be unto thy name forever and ever and ever. May you walk today with your eyes beholding him, with your ears open to his voice, with your hands and your feet walking in his ways. Increase your faith this day. Love him. Reach out for his Spirit. For his ways are meek and lowly. Humble yourselves before the almighty hand of God. And to your neighbor, have a meek and quiet spirit. Gentle. Be easy to be entreated. Increase your faith. May God bless your day.